105 Drive with Julian Clover.
Cambridge 105, community radio in your city, Catatonia, Mulder and Scully. And so from one's a sort of hero, really, to another, because Batman, the Caped Crusader, has been celebrating his 75th anniversary this year. And so has the city of Cambridge, as Forbidden Planet on Burley Street played host to the Batmobile and Batman himself. And Matt Bentman from Flavour, Cambridge 105's fortnightly food and drink show, went down there to check it out.
The first Forbidden Planet shop opened in 1978 as an outlet for selling American comics in the UK, at a time when, you know, American comics were really hard to come by. It's named after the 1956 film starring Leslie Nielsen, who you might remember from Airplane, Police Squad, and the Naked Gun films.
Captain, how soon can you land?
I can't tell.
You can tell me I'm a doctor.
From highly detailed, scaled replicas of the famous Ed-209 security droid from Robocop...
Please put down your weapon. You have 20 seconds to comply.
So the latest issues of Batman, and Batman is why we're here.
I want you to tell all your friends about me.
What are you?
I'm Batman.
Now, Batman is a pop culture icon. He's recognized around the world, and he's 75 years old this year. Not technically a superhero, because he doesn't have any superpowers. He's more accurately described as a vigilante, a master detective, a martial artist. And of course, he is billionaire industrialist Bruce Wayne. So here we are with the 1965 modelled Batmobile. Jet black with the red pinstripe colour, those scalloped batwing rear fins. There's bat spinners on the wheel hubs, rocket tubes, and that fantastic rear turbine exhaust. The Batmobile is perhaps one of the most iconic and memorable cars in the world, and its origin is quite fascinating, really. In the mid-50s, the Lincoln division of Ford designed a futuristic concept car called the Lincoln Futura. It cost $250,000, and that was in the mid-50s. And being a concept car, it remained exactly that. It was never produced. Fast forward to the mid-60s, and a man called George Barris, who owned a custom car shop, buys that concept car from Ford for exactly $1. And the Batman TV producers, they approached George, asked him to build the Batmobile for the new Batman TV program, and the rest is history. So how does this sound when you start it up?
Oh, God.
That's a roar and a half. That's the kind of roar that I would ever make.
Oh, that's fantastic.
That is really nice.
That's how you want the Batmobile to sound.
That's how you need a Batmobile to sound, yeah.
Hi, I'm Steve. I work for Mark Perkins with Character Cars, and we're in Cambridge today with a Batmobile outside Forbidden Planet.
Holy showcase!
The original Batmobile sold for $4.2 million last year, and one of the three replicas went for about $600,000. Your Batmobile must be insured for a pretty penny and keep you very busy with events and appearances all year round, I'm sure.
All through the summer, really, really busy. Probably one of the most popular cars we've got.
How does it feel to see the Batmobile here in Cambridge today?
Oh, it's brilliant. I love it. This is one of the best things. I couldn't miss it for the world. I had plans, but I had to, like, skip it all. And that's it. That's it. I had to see the Batmobile. What would make it more complete if Adam West was actually here?
I thought you might eventually notice that.
And what do you think of this Batmobile here today?
I think it looks really cool, and I think it might be really powerful, and it'd be really cool if you, like, drove past it in the motorway.
So who was your favourite Batman?
Michael Keaton.
And your favourite version of the Batmobile?
It's that from the 60s.
Favourite Batman actor?
I love Adam West.
I vaguely remember that the original Batmobile could only do about 40 miles an hour. On the TV series, I'm sure the footage was sped up. Is this Batmobile a similar situation?
Definitely, yeah. The handling's terrible. Looks fantastic, but I wouldn't want to do no more than about 50 in it, and that would be being brave.
And it's fully road legal, yes?
Fully road legal, yeah. No wipers on it, but you use a rag if it's raining.
Excellent. You've done it again.
What was the guy in the 70s? The guy who had that car?
Adam West.
Adam West. Yeah, and Burt Ward was the Robin character, wasn't he?
Did you know that Burt Ward actually turned down the part of being in The Graduate? It got given to Dustin Hoffman.
Did he?
Yeah, because he wanted to renew his license to carry on working on the Batman TV series.
Oh, wow. Yeah? He was enjoying himself, his job then, wasn't he, at the time?
Holy molars, am I ever glad I take good care of my teeth.
True. You owe your life to dental hygiene.
It's a cool car, though. That is the car. I think there's been many Batmobiles, but that's the one.
It's amazing. I'm very surprised to see it here.
To see pictures of this on the internet or in magazines doesn't do justice to seeing it in person here. It's glorious.
It's got the shape, hasn't it? Sorry?
I've taken enough pictures of it.
No, you can't get enough pictures of it. This is art, this is.
I just barely managed to get the cutting torch out of my utility belt.
Bat cuffs, bat pontoons, bat drinking water dispenser, bat camera with polarised bat filter, bat shark repellent bat spray, and bat rope.
Utility belt saves us again.
In the mid-50s, dogs were really, really popular in the media. There were lots of films about dogs. You had Lassie, you had Rin Tin Tin, and Batman apparently had his own dog. It was a German shepherd called Ace. He actually wore a cowl. This dog had a cowl to protect his identity.
Really?
Yeah, I think I saw... Ace the Bat-Hound. Do you think that Batman should have a dog in his next film?
Yeah, I do. Definitely. That'd be lovely. That's what I think anyway.
And he should have a cape as well, the dog?
Yeah. That'd be funny.
The weight of this thing must be incredible.
Two tons of car, that is.
Even with a fiberglass body, that's still 2 tons.
Even with a fart, that's still 2 tons.
Holy hole in a donut! Holy birthday cake! Holy fishbowl! Holy barracuda! Holy popcorn!
I'd get enough of it. You know, I'd rather have this than a modern Ferrari convertible. I mean, imagine the fun you'd have in this.
Oh, yeah.
Hello, I'm Claire Robson and I'm here today with Stuart and Paul, who are Bane and Batman, and we're part of Iconic Legion volunteer costuming group wearing iconic costumes.
Now, one thing I've noticed is that the Batmobile is a big draw, but the crowds surge in when Batman and Bane walk out.
Yes.
They are such a big draw here.
They really are, and even more so when they're a double act.
So you came back to die with your city.
Now, we're experiencing incredibly hot weather, and how do these guys, dressed as Batman and Bane, they must be baking?
Yeah, good question. It's not your normal attire in a heat wave in July to be wearing a winter coat and full leather bodysuit, but they enjoy what they're doing, so...
And be happy about it as well.
Yes, yes, very much so.
Good guys.
They really are.
Bane. Mr. Wayne.
They seem to appeal to the full spectrum. And also with Bane, which is a bit peculiar, you wouldn't expect little children to be...
They'd be scared of him.
No, but it's the opposite. We had a little girl this morning that wouldn't leave Bane alone. I don't think she wanted to go home. She was just following him around for ages. So, yes, they're appealing characters to all.
I'm necessary evil.
Lovely. Well, this has been a fantastic day. So many people have enjoyed this.
That's why the group exists, and that's why the guys do wear the baking hot costumes in heat waves, because it makes people happy. That's nice when you can be part of that, really.
Oh, yeah, definitely. That's the thing about doing it. It's the pleasure on people's faces, seeing the cars. That's the main reason I do it, I think.
Is it?
Yeah, it is brilliant.
Lovely. Well, thank you very much.
Okay, thank you.
So here's the Batmobile just pulling out of Cambridge now.
If I could run that every day, although it does 6 miles to the gallon, if I was the richest man in the world, I would drive that around everywhere.
Happy anniversary to you! Happy anniversary to you! Happy anniversary, dear Batman! Ta-ta! Happy anniversary to you!
You know, I've just thought of the best way, really, to finish off Batman, which the Penguin or the Joker could try, and that would simply be to rob him of petrol supplies. It'd be absolutely dangerous, wouldn't it? I've got Matt Bentman with me here, who's did that report for us.
Hello, Julian.
Hello, Matt. It's astounding, isn't it? The six miles to the gallon.
6 miles to the gallon, a 7.2-litre engine, a Chevy engine, and I think it's the framework, the body frame underneath the fiberglass of the Batmobile is a Lincoln Continental car.
Right.
I think it was. 2 tons. I could not believe it. Isn't that shocking?
So you said it left Cambridge. Which direction did it head off in?
It did go up East Road. It had its rear thrusters flaming as well. We got a little bit of that. That was fantastic to see.
If anybody hasn't seen it, if they weren't down there on Saturday afternoon, there's some pictures which I could, well, you need to take both of them because you're in one of them, but a couple of pictures on our Facebook page. So do take a look at that. Did you enjoy it? It's going down. It sounded like there was quite a few people there.
It was such good fun, and the crowds were enormous. You know what particularly fascinated me was, as we said in that feature there, that when you had Batman and Bane outside, that drew the crowd so much. Everybody wanted to have their photos taken with them. People were just staring at them for ages. These guys were just standing there. Occasionally they would do some poses if you asked them to, but people were just transfixed by them.
But it wasn't as if it was, you know, Adam West or, I don't know, Michael Keaton or Val Kilmer or anybody else. It was just a couple of guys who looked pretty good in the costume, but just a couple of guys nonetheless.
That was the trick, actually. They looked so much... the guy who was playing Batman looked so much like Batman, and Bane likewise. The interesting thing about Bane was that...
Batman Mobile's back again, by the sounds of things.
It is. Bane, in Burley Street in Cambridge, was actually taller than the actor Tom Hardy, who played Bane. Tom Hardy is only 5'10". Our Bane, here in Burley Street, was about 6'3" or 6'4". So we had a much more authentic representation in height between Batman and Bane here.
Oh, we always do it better in Cambridge. Thank you very much, Matt.
Thank you, Julian.